a word for you from Revelations chapter 17, verse 14, the end of the verse. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those with him are called and chosen and faithful. This is regarding war against the saints of God and the terrible things that happen on earth, where all the demonic forces of hell are released against the saints of the Lord. But in this verse we find out that it's not just war on the saints, as is told us elsewhere in the Bible, like in Daniel chapter 7 verse 21, where actually the authorities prevailed against the saints. But here we are told that the war is actually against the Lamb. For it says in the first part of verse 14, they will make war on the Lamb, and the Lamb will conquer them. So take comfort in this, for the Lamb is your refuge if you're a child of God. And if you have trusted in Him, you've departed from iniquity. He has separated you from the sins that have conquered you. He has saved you. Well, remember that when the forces of the devil come up against you, it's actually against the Lamb. For the devil hates Jesus Christ. He regards Jesus as his competition. But it's a losing war for the devil. For it says, the Lamb will conquer them. And God's word is true. And it says, the reason why he will conquer them is because he is Lord of lords. He is King of kings. So even if it seems that the kings of the earth, the highest government authorities, are against you, and even the spiritual forces and the powers in the air are against you, don't worry, they're actually against the Lamb. But the Lamb will conquer them, for he is Lord of lords. In other words, no authority is above his authority. He is the final authority, as we find in the end of Matthew, where Jesus says to his disciples on the mount soon before he was to ascend back into heaven, that he was given all authority in heaven and on earth. So let your heart be strengthened. Jesus Christ is King of kings, even if it seems that his cause is sometimes a losing battle. Remember, the word of God is true. He is Lord of lords. And then it says, those with him are called and chosen and faithful. Yes, because he has saved them. Here is particular redemption. It is directed towards his people, his chosen ones. And his chosen ones are faithful. Yes, they will persevere to the end. They don't turn aside. They are not the backsliders. Jesus keeps them. They are faithful.